Friends, in normally international trade, the settlement of making payment or receipt of the payment is generally happened or happens in respective currencies. But since India is trying to develop its own currency and market it also, the international trade also is not escaped from this initiative. Therefore, in chapter 10, we are going to discuss the international trade settlement in Indian rupees so as to promote the Indian rupee in international market. This initiative is taken by the government of India, implemented through Reserve Bank of India, through the authorized dealer category banks, so as to settle any trade deal in Indian rupees only. Guidelines have been issued by the government and also by the Reserve Bank of India so as to proceed further in this initiative. So our objective is to understand the concept, basic concept of settlement in Indian rupee, its regulatory framework, and practical application of international trade settlement in Indian rupees, its rationale and significance of INR denominated international trade settlement. To understand the RBI's policy framework and the FEMA guidelines, which is enabling the INR trade settlement procedure and various steps involved in setting up and executing the cross-border transactions in INR, including the role of special rupee Vastra account. Special rupee Vastra account. Vastra account is the account which is maintained in Indian rupees by foreign banks with Indian banks. And Vastra account means foreign currency account maintained by Indian banks in foreign currency in their respective countries. To understand the benefit and challenges associated with INR settlement for Indian exporters, importers, banks and foreign trade partners. Considering these objectives, to understand, our presentation structure will also be revolving around the points, say, such as objective of this INR based settlement, regulatory framework, method and process, stakeholders and their roles, then advantages of INR trade settlement, challenges and constraint, and countries currently engaged in INR trade after implementation, and in global context, de-dollarization concept also we will understand, and thereafter, what could be the future outlook for INR settlement. To begin with, in recent year, the global trade and the financial landscape that has witnessed a growing interest in local currency settlement. Look at China. They settle their odd settlement in Chinese yuan. Likewise, in the US, United States dollar. In European countries, it is euro. In British pound, in London or UK. This concept of regional trade or regional currency is used for international trade is getting more and more push, so that India has also thought in this backdrop. A significant step has been taken by the government enabling international trade settlement in Indian rupees. Why not it should take place? This move is aligned with the broader objective of promoting the internationalization of Indian rupee and reducing the reliance on hard currency like US dollar. So, let us explore this possibility and method, regulatory framework, operational process, etc. governing international trade transactions settled in INR. So objective of this INR settlement, international settlement in INR, the key objective include promote the internationalization of Indian rupee. This is first objective. Second objective is to reduce the dependency on foreign exchange, on foreign exchange reserve. Today our foreign exchange reserve was 680 approximately billion dollars. And whenever there is an import payment or any other outflow, that is out of those funds only it is going, because our export has reduced considerably and import is increases. Now next objective will be enable the trade with the sanction affected and dollar restricted nations, lower transaction and hedging cost, and support the bilateral trade agreement and strategic partnership. Next one will be enhance India's role in global trade and financial system so as to align with the global trend towards de-dollarization and multipolar currency system. Then this will provide the operational flexibility to the exporters and importers, which offers more invoicing and settlement in Indian rupee. Now, regulatory framework. For this type of settlement, INR settlement, what is the regulatory framework? The framework contains the Reserve Bank of India and Foreign Exchange Management Act. They issued the framework. The framework consisting of basically the RBI's APDIR circular. Sorry. The Reserve Bank of India, in July 2022, there is a cornerstone of the regulatory framework, is that the RBI's APDIR circular number 10 was issued, which introduced the mechanism for international trade settlement in INR. The silent feature of these guidelines consists of 1. Invoicing in INR. All export and import transactions can be invoiced and settled in Indian rupees. This was the guideline. Then, export and import contracts must explicitly mention INR as the currency of settlement. Next one will be exchange rate determination. The exchange rate between INR and other foreign currencies of the trading partner shall be market determined, and it should be agreed upon by the buyer and seller. Third one will be opening of special rupee vastro account. Vastro account is already there, but special vastro account is required to maintain, which has got its characteristic feature different than the normal vastro account. Therefore, authorized dealer banks in India are permitted to open special rupee vastro account of their correspondent bank of the trading partner country. Trading partner country, banks in trading partner country, their account they are permitted to open as a special rupee vastro account. Correspondent banks. The AD bank should obtain the prior approval from Reserve Bank of India for opening this special rupee vastro account. The vastro account holds the INR funds, which is received from the foreign buyer, and it is used for the settlement of the trade transactions. Now the settlement of transactions. Indian exporters receives INR payment from the special rupee vastro account, and Indian importers make the INR payment that are credited to the vastro account of their country's bank maintained with us. So export proceeds and import payments are routed through these accounts under RBI supervision. Then permitted use of Indian rupee balances in vastro accounts. The balance is in special Indian rupee account, vastu account, can be used for number one, payment for permitted exports and imports, payments for projects and investment in India, investment in the government securities. Number two, the FEMA and RBI compliance requirement. INR trade settlement mechanism must adhere to this FEMA and RBI master direction, which may consist of the first FEMA regulation under export of goods and services, which prescribes the norm for realization, repatriation, and reporting of export proceeds. The realization in INR is permitted as long as it is received from special rupee vastu accounts. RBI master direction also says invoicing, payment terms, and repatriation timelines. Thus, to ensure that the Indian rupee realizations are treated at par with the foreign exchange receipts under the notified channels. RBI master direction on import of goods also says that it will facilitate the import payment in INR, provided they are made in accordance with the FEMA and routed through authorized dealer bank. KYC and AML norms are normal. There will be no change, and that must those who are dealing in Indian rupee vastu account special account, they should the account should be KYC and AML compliant. As far as reporting and monitoring is concerned, RBI requires strict documentation and reporting of INR settlement trade transactions through its digital monitoring system, DMS. EDPMS, that is Export Data Monitoring System, all export transactions in INR must be recorded and monitored via EDPMS. IDPMS, that is Import Data Processing and Monitoring, all import settlement through the INR must be reported through IDPMS. Then FITERS. FITERS is the Foreign Exchange Transaction Electronic Reporting System. Banks are required to report all the foreign exchange and INR-based trade settlement data under FITERS for balance of payment analysis. Then RBI approval and role of AD Bank. RBI approval for vastu banks. AD Category 1 banks required to approach for the specific RBI approval to RBI for opening the special INR vastu accounts. And this approval is contingent on the basis of countries' bilateral trade relations with India, KYC standard, and the risk assessment. Okay. Next one is AD Bank's responsibility. AD Bank should ensure the correct documentation and the purpose of transaction. Purpose and documentation, two things. Next one will be AD Bank has to maintain and submit the report and ensure that the compliance with the FEMA regulation. Monitor the usage of vastu funds for approved activities only. Thereafter, the policy alignment with India's trade and strategic interest. INR settlement mechanism supports the India's trade without the countries facing any sanction or where the USD-based trade is restricted. It promotes the bilateral trade agreement where Indian rupee can be used as a settlement currency. It is aligned with India's largest policy of Atmanirbhar Bharat and the internationalization of Indian rupee. In global context, if you see and compare, you will find that the other currencies have adopted or are exploring the local currency trade settlement framework, such as China, that is yuan cross-border settlement in SIPS, Russia ruble settlement through SPFS, ASEAN nations promoting the local currency settlement under ASEAN framework, bilateral agreement between India and Russia, Sri Lanka, UAE and Mauritius are also support INR settlement initiative. These developments indicate a global movement towards multipolar currency settlement framework is reducing the overdependence on US dollar. Recent update on this RBI's clarification and RBI's clarification on these guidelines states that for advance payment of export and import in INR is permitted and which is subject to the standard export-import documentation and verification. RBI has allowed use of Indian rupee balances in Vostro accounts for investing in the government treasury bills and government securities. Over 20 Vostro accounts from the bank across the Russia, Sri Lanka, Mauritius and other nations have been approved. And the regulatory framework for international trade settlement in INR is robust, progressive, and its alignment with the India's foreign trade and monetary policy goal. The initiative of RBI settlement of the trade in Indian rupees supports the diversification of the trade currency uses. It enhances the financial sovereignty and provides the alternative channel for trade with the countries where the traditional USD-based settlement is impractical or restricted. For example, embargo placed by the US on Iran. Settlement with happen with Indian rupees only. The framework through evolving, which lays the foundation for the Indian rupee to emerge as a competitive international settlement currency in coming years too. Now, methods and the process of INR trade settlement. The outline, step-by-step outline is given here for understanding the participation in INR trade settlement process. Indian exporter, importer, they engages in cross-border trade and opts for invoicing in settlement of INR. Overseas importer, exporter agrees to provide, agrees to trade in INR and initiate or receive the payment via local correspondent banks. Then the authorized dealer category 1 bank in India will facilitate the trade settlement, open special rupee account, Vostro accounts, and the reports the transaction to RBI. The foreign bank, that is correspondent bank, whose account is maintained with the banks in India, maintain a special rupee Vostro account with an AD bank in India for trade settlement. And finally, the Reserve Bank of India approves the setup of Vostro accounts, monitor the compliance, and maintains the systematic oversight. This is the, there will be a separate step-by-step method and the process for handling the settlement in Indian rupees. One first step will be, there will be an agreement on INR invoicing. Indian exporter and a foreign importer and vice versa mutually should agree to invoice the trade in Indian rupee, mention the INR as the currency of settlement in contract, invoice and shipping document, and exchange rate between INR and partner country's currency is market determined. Step 2, opening of special rupee account. Foreign bank, importers or exporters bank approaches an Indian AD banks to open a special rupee Vostro account. The Indian AD bank submits an application to the Reserve Bank of India for approval, along with the KYC and compliance document of the foreign bank. And upon approval, the Vostro account is opened in the name of foreign bank and maintained in INR. Step 3 is the execution of the trade shipment. The exporter ships the goods or provides as services and generates the document like invoice, shipping bill, bill of lading, etc. All denominated in Indian rupees. Documents are submitted through the bank directly under the permitted modes depending on the method of trade finance, that is collection, LC or open account. Now, INR funds transfer and settlement, that is the next step. For export from India, the foreign importer pays in local currency to its bank, which converts and remits the Indian rupee to the vastu account in India. The Indian AD bank credits the exporter's INR account from the vastu account. For imports into India, the Indian importers remits the INR to the vastu account. Okay. The foreign bank then pays to the overseas exporter in their local currency equivalent using the funds from the vastu account or via matching transaction. Next step will be repatriation and documentation. Indian AD bank must ensure that the proper documentation of the trade invoices, shipping bill and declaration is maintained. Timely reporting of the transaction through the EDPMS or IDPMS. Periodic reporting of the balances and activity in vastu account of RBI and reporting under FITRS for inclusion by India's balance of payment statistic. Next step will be permitted use of vastu INR balances. For what purpose the balance in Indian rupee vastu account can be utilized? Number one, the balance can be utilized for payments for eligible exports and imports. Okay. Number two, the payments for the projects and investment in India by foreign party, if it is routed through that and it is available in that account in Indian rupees, that can be utilized as a foreign inward remittance. And investment in Indian government treasury bill, G-Sec securities, government securities, and the other securities as permitted. So, widely this account can be used for the purpose of trade as well as for the purpose of investment. Here is the pictorial working of how the Indian rupee settlement happens. You can very well, whatever I have explained is documented here, and you can very well look into that leisurely and understand the flow which is given. From example point of view also, it is provided here. Now, methods of payment and Indian rupee settlement. The methods, how it is used, that we will see. Now, what is first method of settlement is advance payment. Second is document against payment. This is DP. Third one is document against acceptance. Fourth one is an open account and fifth one is a letter of credit. These are normal methods of settlement of trade finance, right? Now, description of each method, how as far as Indian rupee framework is concerned, consists of, in advance payment, importer remits INR in advance via vastu account before the goods are serviced or delivered. When document against payment situation comes, exporter shifts the goods and sends the document via bank. Buyer pays the Indian rupee for release. Similar manner, the document against acceptance, buyer accepts the usance document and Indian rupee payment is made on the due date via vastu. As far as open account is concerned, exporter shifts the goods on credit. Buyer pays in INR after a specific period. And in case of letter of credit, an LC denominated, LC should be denominated in Indian rupee that is issued by the foreign bank or confirmed by the Indian bank, and settlement occurs in Indian rupees via vastu accounts. Now, coming down to understand after the process flow, the risk management and compliance. Okay, exchange rate risk. Since invoicing in INR and the foreign importer bears the exchange risk, exporter in India are insulated from the forex volatility under this model. Okay, that is one thing. Second, regulatory risk. All parties must comply with FEMA, RBI and KYC AM norms. Operational control, definitely a settlement through INR must adhere to the timely realization of the norms, that is 9 months for export and 180 days, that is 6 months for import, and accurate mapping of EDPMS, IDPMS for audit and monitoring. Practical illustration for INR exports transaction. Practical, this is little bit interesting. Why, you know? Because here is the practical example. Take an example. Scenario is this. Indian company, ABC Limited, exports the textile goods to buyer in Russia under the INR settlement. LC is issued, right? Right? Now, ABC Limited signs a sales contract with Russian importer, agreeing on Indian rupees 50 lakhs as a payment. Rupees 50 lakh as a payment. The Russian importer's bank opens a special rupee escrow account with HDFC Bank in India. Okay? The goods are shipped and the documents are sent to HDFC Bank. Russian importer remits the local currency to its bank, which transfers Indian rupee 50 lakhs to HDFC's escrow account. So this HDFC Bank pays ABC Limited from the escrow account under updates and updates the transaction in EDPMS. The transaction is reported to RBI under filters. Very simple scenario process, right? Now, let us understand little bit about the challenges and mitigation measures. What are the type of challenges? Limited escrow account is one of the challenges. So RBI is encouraging, mitigation is RBI is encouraging more foreign banks to establish such accounts with Indian AD banks. Second challenge will be exchange rate volatility for the foreign partners. Mitigation will be market-based rate setting and potential use of the currency hedging tools can be used. KYC AML compliance for the foreign banks. Strict due diligence by Indian banks, Indian AD banks before onboarding the correspondent banks. That is possible. Then lack of awareness among the traders. Now trade outreach program by Reserve Bank of India, Exim Bank and the Indian embassies to promote the adoption. Now, global and strategic implications of the settlement of Indian rupee in settlement in Indian rupee of the trade finance. Global and strategic implications. Number one, it enhances the India's ability to trade with the countries under sanctions or facing USD liquidity constraints. Strengthens bilateral ties. Russia, Sri Lanka, UAE, Mauritius. It supports the global movement towards the multi-currency trade settlement and de-dollarization. The positions India as a resilient trade partner and monetary anchor in regional and Southwest cooperation. Key stakeholders and their roles. Who are the stakeholders in settlement in Indian rupees? The successful execution of international trade settlement in Indian rupee is based on the various stakeholders, including the regulatory authorities and financial institutions and its trading entities. Each of these entities plays a very crucial role in enabling the smooth, compliant and efficient cross-border transactions using INR settlement mechanism. Number one, Reserve Bank of India. Its role is the apex regulator for policy assembler. And policy formulation, RBI formulates the regulatory framework, for example, July 2022 circular, to allow INR invoicing in settlement. Then approval authority grants approval for opening the special rupee accounts in Indian banks for foreign correspondent. Monitoring and supervising role is also undertaken by RBI. So overseas compliances with FEMA, KYC and AML and reporting standard. Data analysis, that is collection and analysis of the transaction under transaction data via FATRs, and macroeconomics reporting to monetary policy inputs. Then Ministry of Finance and Ministry of Commerce. The role of this government agency is, our government department is to, is that the trade and the policy coordination, it aligns the INR settlement initiative with India's foreign trade policy, strategic partnership and bilateral multilateral trade agreement. Coordinates, Ministry of Finance coordinates with RBI to address the practical and diplomatic issues relating to the INR based trade with the specific countries. Then another agency after RBI is the authorized dealers, category 1 banks in India. Their role is the operational execution and the compliance gatekeeper. For that purpose, they open and maintain the special Indian rupee accounts after taking the approval from Reserve Bank of India and act as a custodian of the INR funds which is received from the foreign partner banks. For that purpose, they will conduct KYC and AML checks on foreign banks before account is opened or onboarded. Now, transaction handling. The AD banks facilitate the export-import transaction in INR, debit, credit, Vastro account accordingly. And they will also report through EDPMS, IDPMS of the export as well as import transaction respectively and submit the data to FATRs to RBI. Customer advisory is also important part as far as AD banks are concerned because they have to educate their clients on INR trade mechanism and compliances.